McDonald's chairman and CEO Jim Cantalupo died yesterday of an apparent heart attack in Orlando, where the company was holding its International Owner and Operator Convention. Cantalupo was 60 years old. His death comes at a critical time for the world's largest restaurant chain. A management shakeup in recent years brought Cantalupo out of retirement to reshape McDonald's. NPR's Matt Hackworth reports McDonald's still is in the process of applying the changes its late CEO initiated.
Jim Cantalupo assumed control at McDonald's not long after the company posted its first ever quarterly loss in 2002. There were concerns about customer service, a stale menu and stiff competition, and the threat of liability lawsuits. McDonald's asked Jim Cantalupo to fix things.
He'll be remembered by investors as the man who accomplished kind of the impossible with one of America's greatest businesses.
Morningstar analyst Carl Sibilski says Cantalupo didn't reinvent McDonald's, but he did help it change focus. Cantalupo helped move forward a plan to establish healthier menu items. And Sibilski says Cantalupo stopped a frenzy of restaurant building to better focus on the basics, cleaner restaurants and customer service.
That takes a lot of people skills and leadership. It can't be done with a calculator. Jim Cantalupo brought to the table a lot of people talent, strategic vision, and he blended that together to get McDonald's turned around in about a year.
Shares of McDonald's stock have risen 10% so far this year, second best among companies on the Dow Jones Industrials. Within hours of Cantalupo's death, the company named Charlie Bell as McDonald's new CEO. Bell is 43 and started as a cook at age 15 and rose through the ranks to become the chain's president. Mike Knuckles covers the fast food industry for the trade magazine QSR. Knuckles predicts little will change at McDonald's because, like Cantalupo, Bell is focused on providing a better level of service in the company's 30,000 stores.
He's definitely a store man all the way. It's been reported that he'll stop on the way to meetings at stores and greet all the crew members and say hello and stuff. So he's pretty key to the plan to making the store-level operations a lot better.
Bell was to eventually become CEO in a few years after working with the late chief executive. Cantalupo's sudden death means Bell has to continue McDonald's reform efforts without the extra experience of working side-by-side with the makeover's chief architect. Matt Hackworth, NPR News, Chicago.